awake, my soul. Sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me. And a wonderful thing, he gave us that song to sing. And we surely ought to. It's the new song that he put into our mouths, even praise unto our God. And all the redeemed have that song in their hearts and in their mouths, and it pleases him when they let it sound forth. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. We sang about his loving kindness. I was thinking about a place in the Bible where it says his merciful kindness is great towards us. Now, where do you find that in Scripture? His merciful kindness is great toward us. That's the King James Version, and I want those exact words. Yes. Thank you. What does the rest of the verse say? I think so. Something like that. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And his truth endureth to all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Graber referred to that chapter this morning. Shortest chapter in the Bible. I used to use that chapter sometimes, I remember. I knew I was supposed to read a chapter. And I knew that one by heart. Sometimes I went to bed without reading my chapter, so this way I didn't have to turn the light on. And I praise the Lord, O ye nations. Praise him, all ye peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. His truth, the truth of the Lord endures forever, or to the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. It's a great psalm. And when I started studying the Psalms, I saw that Martin Luther's commentary has 36 pages on Psalm 117. Wow, isn't that something? He saw the salvation of the world, the redemption for Gentiles and Jews, all ye peoples, his merciful kindness is extended to you out there, not just the chosen of Israel, but all God's people who will believe on him. He saw all that, his truth, his mercy. So there was a lot to say. And I haven't read his 36 pages. I just read the fact that he was able to expand on that psalm so well. There's another place that speaks of his tender mercies and his loving kindness. He crowns us, it says, with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who knows where that is besides grace? He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Thank you. Yes. Two of our brothers know, Brother Graber and Brother Alcamo. Yes. He wants us to remember all his benefits, the psalmist says. Don't forget all his benefits. Rather, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. And there are so many wonderful things that he has done for us. And he crowns us. Part of the list is that he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And he satisfies our mouths with good things. And he renews our youth like the eagles so that we can soar. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Yes. Mount high, O soul of mine. Rise up and soar away. Up yonder on the mount of God is everlasting day. Praise the Lord. Don't cling to things below. But anyway, he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And that brings me back to this other song that Sister Ruth was playing before meeting number 8. It speaks about the greatness of God's loving heart. There's one special thing about this. Not only is God's loving heart great, but I am finding out the greatness of his loving heart, something that we are discovering and experiencing as we draw near to him and as we come to know him. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon thee. Let's sing it, number 8.
Oh, Blessed Lord, open your heart to us today. Let your love flow. Help us to know your loving heart and its graciousness and its goodness and all the loving kindnesses, Lord, that you bestow upon us and upon others. Oh God, give us a heart like yours. Let our hearts receive thy touch. May it be that touch of the Holy Spirit that shall take all the unlovingness out. Fill us with your lovingness, Lord. We know, Holy Spirit, this is your work, to make us like the Father, to make us like the Son. We open ourselves to that, to the full measure of your word, the full power of it, to change and transform it. Let your word be quick and powerful in our hearts, dealing with those things that need to be gone and bringing those things into our lives. Lord, we wait in your presence this afternoon for the full working of the Holy Spirit, not just for your fullness, but for the full working, those powerful movings and searchings and transformings that come to us when we wait in your presence. We give ourselves to you in these moments, our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. We open to you, we give with all that we have to let your Holy Spirit move and sweep through us, Lord. Sweep through us in these moments. Let our lives come under the full power of your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I praise you. Have your way in us. Have your way in us, O God.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Have thy way, Lord.
This with all my heart I say, I'll obey thee come what may. Dear Lord, have thy way.
Jesus, see me at thy feet with my sacrifice complete. I am bringing all to thee. Thine alone I be. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. This is with
Hallelujah.